92.7.
As we examine the state of mental health here in South Africa, experts say there's still far too much fear, guilt, and embarrassment around asking for help. This month, we're focusing on how we can better look after ourselves and our loved ones. Hot 102.7's Tara Penny has more.
We just still so embarrassed sometimes, you know, to put your hand up in a workplace, for example, and talk to your boss and say, sure, I'm really not okay, because you're so afraid of the consequences, you're so afraid of the whispers, you're so afraid of, you know, what does that mean for me, even though there's so many things in place to protect you.
Megan Gonzalez is the crisis line manager at Netcare Keso. She says Hollywood has a lot to answer for.
There's still a lot of stigma around what mental health means, particularly certain disorders. So, you know, you'll often see in movies and series and stuff, bipolar and schizophrenia and things are so massively over-dramatized.
And we're not exposed to enough real-life examples.
The truth is that we don't have the knowledge about so many of these disorders to actually give us an informed view of them. So we base it on what we're seeing on movies and TV or reading the horror stories, rather than focusing on the facts, rather than focusing on the lived experiences of people who are saying, okay, yeah, but I have bipolar disorder, but I'm perfectly functional at work. I'm managed. I'm on my meds. I haven't had a manic episode in 5 years.
She says we need to realize there's no opt-out clause when it comes to mental health.
All of us will at some point be impacted by mental health issues, whether ourselves or someone else.
Clinical psychologist Dr. Shai Friedland says we need to stop looking for quick fixes.
And the ability to slow down, take different types of steps, as difficult as those might be, that's how you start to get a better grip of your mental health.
SADAG's Cassie Chambers says we're carrying around preconceived ideas about mental health.
We always assume that the picture of someone with a mental illness is someone in the corner who's crying, who is in a heap. But there's a lot of people who are walking around with the biggest smiles on their faces and are working really hard to pretend like everything is okay. And we're needing to say that it's okay not to be okay. You don't have to wear those masks.
Anyone wanting to reach out for help or advice can contact SADAG's 24-hour call center free of charge. Tara Penny, Hot 102.7 News.
Hot 102.7.